Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Minister Jones again, coming to you on the air again. Thanking you first of all for taking the time to listen to this broadcast. The last time we talked, we was talking about Satan and his plots and his schemes and the ways that he tries to get us to think about God and what to believe about God, and his ultimate goal is to get us to fall through his lies. And today we want to look at ways to get the victory over Satan, that old serpent, the dragon. And we will find them in the book of Revelation today, chapter 12 and verse 11. We are going to look at ways that the saints in the future are going to overcome him. And we can use these same schemes to overcome Satan as well. Revelation 12 verse 11 says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death." So we see here with these three ways we can overcome Satan in what he tries to do to the saints. The blood of the cross, first of all, or the blood of the Lamb, which is the blood of the cross, that's what that refers to. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It wipes our sins record clean and imputes unto us the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Saints, that means that our sins have been forgiven, past, present, and future. And this stops Satan completely dead in his tracks from accusing the brethren, which according to this same chapter, that is what he does. He accuses us before God day and night. And he's always trying to find fault, or always looking for our sins and our mess up. But when we come to the cross, when we fully understand the work of the cross, what it stands for, what it represents, what was accomplished at the cross, it really breaks the back of Satan. And he's helpless. And he's only empowered when we don't know, or we don't come to the cross of Christ. Because there under the blood, he can't touch us there at all. That's why the scripture tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may find mercy to help in a time of need. But saints, just knowing that right there, that's powerful alone. The blood, amen, that cleanses us. So let's keep that in mind when Satan comes and launches his attacks. And sometimes, yes, he uses people to attack the saints of God. Okay, secondly, it says that we overcome by the words of our testimony. Testimonies are powerful. They are very helpful. They build us in a mysterious way, but it's something about confessing Christ Jesus, confessing who we are and what he have done for us in our lives, and the things that Jesus Christ brings to the believer, such as sanctification, justification, redemption, righteousness. See, these are the things that we are to confess. These are the things that we are to tell. And Satan can't stand that when we testify of the goodness of God. It's never none of us, for it is by grace that we are saved through faith. That is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not of us. And that's what we should be testifying. And we should tell our testimony every opportunity that we get. Yes, in the sanctuary, in a church environment, that's good. But also we should tell it outside of the four walls of the church and tell it to unbelievers as well. Declare the goodness of God. But more importantly, we ought to perhaps let Satan know that we know who we are in Christ. So testify to that fact. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Satan can't stand that. He can't stand when we talk about our God and how good he is. All right, the last thing is that the loving of our lives. We don't want to love our lives to the death. Love our lives so much that we won't really fully commit to God, because this is what this really truly speaks of. A person, a believer who is sold out to God and he don't love this world and not really looking to gain anything from this world other than to use this world, amen, as a platform to promote Jesus Christ while we are here. Saints of old used to put it this way, my heart is fixed and my mind is made up. This is exactly what he's talking about here. Committed totally unto God. Don't love possessions, don't love things so much that we cannot let God be glorified in us. So we don't want to be choked by the cares of this world. And see, once a believer displays this type of attitude, again, Satan is confused. He don't know what to do with us when we are just so focused on God until nothing else really matters but him. He's crippled. But see, he wants to come in when we waver, when we entertain doubt, don't know whether or not we made the right decision by giving our lives to God. See, Satan loved those shaky grounds, but let us stand firm and hope to the end. Be ye steadfast, the scripture said, and unmovable. And we should be always abounding in the work of the Lord. Notice the work of the Lord, not our work, but abounding in his work. So those three things, let us keep them in mind. Blood of the cross, the words of our testimonies, and our commitment totally to God. I thank you for taking the time to listen once again. Until the next time, stay in God's word. Walk humbly with your God. Peace be unto you.